This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
You may have heard that U equals U, but do you know what that means? Undetectable equals untransmittable is a game-changing notion that helps people living with HIV and people at risk of contracting HIV understand that there is zero risk of contracting HIV when someone has an undetectable viral load. Last week, the founder of the U equals U movement, Bruce Richmond, toured Australia as part of the launch for the Institute of Many and Dynamics International's National U equals U campaign. Richmond is one of the world's most influential HIV advocates, and Ian Muchamore spoke to him after his Melbourne event and discussed the importance and reality of U equals U.
Grade 6 is being able to be yourself, to be able to lose yourself in the moment, and to have absolutely no barriers between you and the person that you're with. U equals U means I'm untransmittable. It feels amazing. It feels like I can love and be loved and live love, experience love without fear.
Bruce, why do we need a U equals U community campaign in 2018?
This is radical information. U equals U is a major challenge to the status quo, and this isn't the kind of information that just sort of gets out to the public. The public health agencies and the AIDS service organizations, they need that kind of a push. Just like in the early days of the epidemic, we needed to educate doctors and the government and the FDA. We need to do that with this messaging as well. It's complex change, radical change, and it's community driven in the United States, and here in Australia we're seeing an exciting movement and around the world.
What are you hearing about the Australian experience in these conversations so far?
On this trip so far, I've been seeing a lot of commitment and passion and really smart strategic direction, you know, especially from the TIM campaign and Dynamics Alliance. That's very exciting, and is now, you know, we're visiting 5 cities and getting this message out through live events and through the media and through this social marketing gorgeous campaign. So I'm seeing a lot of exciting activism. I'm also hearing that stigma is still a serious problem, especially in the gay community and in marginalized populations. There still isn't the kind of education and outreach that needs to happen to combat that stigma, and even just to educate about basic treatment literacy, like what is undetectable. So I think there really needs to be, like in many parts of the United States and around the world, a more of an emphasis to outreach into communities that are most at risk and most affected.
So from what you're saying is that something needs to change here.
I think something needs to change in the sense that I think what I'm seeing happening and is really exciting is that the communities are organizing. People living with HIV and the people who love people with HIV are organizing to make sure that this message gets out not only to white gay men like myself, but also to people in marginalized communities, indigenous populations, and throughout Australia. And I think we need to make sure that energy keeps going and invest in campaigns like the TIM and Dynamics Collaborative, which is really exciting to me, and make sure that these campaigns are all over the country and are replicated and localized for different communities, so that it's accessible and reaches all people living with HIV.
If I might say, that's great at a high level, but at the personal level, what do we need to do? And you spoke about this in your presentation, to get the U equals U message accepted. What are the practical things at a personal level for a listener who is saying, actually, I'm trying to communicate this, or I don't believe this message? What would you say to them getting this message accepted? What do we need to change?
It's really important that people be clear about this message. U equals U is true. There's no question about it. It is endorsed by the greatest minds in science and medicine around the world. The leading organizations and research institutions are confirming that it's true. And so when we talk about it, we have to be clear. There is no risk. cannot transmit and do not transmit. We have to be clear in our language, because when you talk about the risk from a human being, and that's what we're really talking about here. We're talking about the risk from a human being and the most intimate acts of our lives. We have to be impeccable with our words. And so when you say something like, oh, it reduces the risk, or it's less likely to transmit HIV, that means we're still a bomb. We're a smaller bomb, but we're still a bomb. So we need people to be clear in their messaging and communicate with confidence that we cannot transmit HIV. When we're HIV positive and undetectable and we stay on our medications, there's no risk. There's no risk of the virus shooting up to infectious levels. There's no risk if there's particles of HIV in the semen. There's simply no risk.
Do you think that when some people hear that, or they hear the U equals U message, they still don't accept it, or they don't believe it?
Some people still are having a hard time accepting the U equals U message. They doubt science, and they doubt the greatest minds in science and institutions. Some people still believe there's no global warming. But then other people, it's just an issue of trauma, you know, that we have been living and dying with HIV stigma for 35 years. And so stigma is a part of what we've lived with and experienced. It's hard to let go of that. So we really need to unlearn what we've been learning for 35 years about HIV. And for some people, that takes more time. They're not willing to take that leap right away because science is proving it's true. It takes a little bit longer for the emotions to catch up.
Another response, which I've certainly heard, is, well, they say that they're undetectable, but is that really true? And we know that there are some people who are not honest, and they might be HIV positive and they might be HIV negative, and that's the way of the world. So what do you say to those people who say, well, I'm not sure that I can believe them?
If someone is having trouble trusting another person, that's an issue of trust in relationships. It's not an issue of whether someone who's undetectable is untransmittable or not. If you're in a bathhouse and it's a dark room and you don't know who is about to fuck you, you might not, and they say they're undetectable, you might not trust them. So, but if you're dating someone, you know, if you trust someone and they say they're undetectable, you know, then I don't see why there would be any problem. People living with HIV aren't inherently dishonest. You know, and people who are taking PrEP aren't inherently dishonest, but people might lie about PrEP. People might lie about being HIV positive. It's just an issue of relationships. It doesn't have any bearing on whether U equals U is really true.
Whatever barriers did exist between me and love are no longer there. And I suppose it means the same thing for everyone. U equals U means we can love without fear.
That was Ian Muchamore speaking to Bruce Richmond, the founder of Undetectable Equals Untransmittable, with audio from part of the Company of Many and Dynamix International's U Equals U campaign.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.